Please like, share and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G, just making a video about painful memories. Well, let's go. Yes, this one's gonna be a little bit different, so people don't think that I'm just a racist asshole. This one is about, like I said, painful memories. Sometimes people cling to people that just anchor you down and just ghosts from the past. And you need to let these people go. Because at the end of the day, if you let these ghosts haunt you, in the end of the day, they will kill you. So save yourself the trouble and move forward. Yes, I had this segment of some good pearls of wisdom about letting people go. Yeah, let me bring it up. Yes, let's watch this clip. It's some good, insightful, and very informative. Let's watch.
He's about to say his first words. We're gonna remember this forever. Here he goes.
Nostalgia is a beautiful liar. It shows you highlight reels while hiding all the reasons things ended. You scroll through old photos, replay conversations, and convince yourself that what's gone was better than what remains.
Yes, that person, they used to be in your life. I know how much you care for them and you want them to be in your life, but it can't be. So you gotta learn to let them go, because if you don't, it's gonna hurt you in the end, and you'll need to carry that anchor around your neck.
But clinging to memories keeps you trapped between worlds, physically here, but mentally living in moments that no longer exist.
Yeah, ever had that happen to you when you love somebody, but it turns out to be one-sided, and they don't care about you? How easily they came into your life, and then they walk away. And you're just right there, standing there, just with your feelings, and you have nothing to do. And it hurts. But remember, you gotta let these people go. They're not worth it. It really isn't.
You're giving your present away to ghosts who have already moved on with their lives. The hardest truth is that you're often remembering alone.
Yeah, who's done that? Get drunk because that woman that you loved, or you thought that loved you back, just walked away from you and she told you to fuck off? Yeah, I've been this guy before, and it really does hurt. But the thing is, you need to let these people go, because they don't care about you. Most likely, when you're doing this, getting drunk and crying and just thinking of what could have been, she's right there fucking another guy. Or talking to someone else. It doesn't have to be a fucking, but she could be talking to another person, kissing them, and yeah. And you're right there holding on to these painful memories. You gotta learn to let them go. It's the best thing to do. I know it hurts, but once you realize it, you'll be better off. Yeah, because you'll be free. And that's what life is really all about, being free. So, make that choice. Just saying.
While you're analyzing every detail of what used to be, they've created new stories that don't include you.
Yeah, that chick that you're clinging on to, she already moved on to another dude, or dudes. So, yeah, let that go. Don't hold on to things that are just holding you down. It's not good for you, so move on. There's better things in your life to do. Okay? Just saying.
They found peace by letting go of what you still hold on to. Your mind wasn't designed to live in the past. It was made for right now.
Yeah, you need to stop letting these ghosts of the past haunt you. Yes, you gotta send them back to the abyss where they came from. You could do better than these people. Yes, you have so much power, you don't even know. Yes, I know what pain is. I had people break my heart. Yeah, but don't let it get to you. I realize that. So hopefully you realize that yourself. You are worth so much more than these creatures. Just letting you know, man.
For building new connections. For healing. For growing beyond what was. The memories worth keeping are the ones that gently inform your future. Not the ones that hold it hostage.
Yes, form bonds with new people. People that are actually worth your time, your love and your affection. Not everyone's a piece of shit. Yeah, that woman that did that to you, yeah, she's not worth it. She really isn't. Later, when you're making your money, she'll crawl back to you. Oh yeah, she will. And once she sees you, how strong and powerful you are, she's gonna regret it, but don't take her back. Let her stay behind. Guess what worthless baggage is? Just leave it there.
Let the past stay where it belongs. Today needs you more.
Yeah, those are some good inspirational words. I just want to show my softer side. You see, I could be a good person. I'm cool. I'm hip. Yeah, I just want you people to thrive. Don't think that these people are just going to be there and haunt you. No, let them go, man. Yeah, you're better than this. Live so you like that you can make tomorrow a better thing. Yeah. Level up, my friends. I'm trying to level up myself. So yeah, I'll see you on the finish line, my friends. So this is Ganzo G saying goodbye, farewell, and be the greatest person you can be. Well, goodbye.
You may have defeated me, hero, but so long as my phylactery remains hidden, I shall simply revive where it lies. The fuck is the matter with you? You already defeated me.
I may not be able to finish you for good, but I can stop you from hurting anyone else.
But you forget, hero. My undead form will simply regenerate.
Which is why at the start of each day, I'll cut off your limbs again.
You what?
Think I'll cut out that pretty little tongue, too, so you can't cast those pesky spells. And I'll sharpen a pole, stick it up inside you, out through your mouth, and wear you on my back, a wriggling trophy for all to see.
What the fuck, dude? Okay, here. My false eye. It's my phylactery, you sick fuck. No! Huh?
Or maybe I do kill you. Let you rejuvenate inside my bowels. Just to know what it feels like.
You are a monster!